नहीं, परंतु आपका प्रेजेंस भी अच्छा रहेगा, और जो क्लास में मिसिंग है तो जरूर आप एक दो को बताएंगे. थैंक यू.
ओम शांति. गुड मॉर्निंग.
ओम शांति.
सवेरे सवेरे अमृत वेले बाबा क्या कहेंगे?
Early in the morning at Amritvela, what would Baba say?
Amritvela jagata hai.
He awakens us at Amritvela.
Jagana unka kaam hai.
It's his duty to awaken us.
Aur humko kya karna hai?
And what do we have to do?
Achhi tarah se. उसके सामने बैठ जाना है.
Sit in front of him very well.
सवेरे सो नहीं सकते.
He can't remain asleep in the morning.
ऐसा आदत डाली है बाबा ने.
This is the habit that Baba has created in all of us.
आदत डालती है ना.
So the habits that the parents instill in the children from their childhood are very useful in their whole life. So Baba has also put this habit in all of us, created this habit in all of us. We are Baba's children. No matter how old we may be physically, but still we are Baba's little children.
इसे उम्र में अपन में छोटा बड़ा समझना भूल है.
To consider ourselves to be young or old in a physical way is a big mistake. If you think you're young, then you'll become careless.
बड़ा समझेंगे तो अपमानी हो जाएंगे.
If you think you're old, you'll develop arrogance.
बच्चे हैं बाबा के.
So when we are Baba's children, then we have two benefits instantly. One is all types of feeling of insult finishes. And second is we become the conqueror of attachments. Sorry, we finish all types of arrogance. And we have the intoxication of being Baba's children. One is, one father is incorporeal, the other father is the viceless one.
एक निराकारी दूसरा निराकारी एकदम ऊंचे तो ऊंचा पर ब्रह्मा बाबा निर्विकारी निरंकारी.
Nirakari, the incorporeal one, the highest and high, and Brahma Baba being the egoless and the viceless one. And so, whose children are we?
जगाता है सवेरे.
He awakens us in the morning, sits us in front of him and teaches us. Sorry, purifies us with Baba's drishti. We become the sweet, innocent children.
बाबा को हम अच्छे लगते हैं बहुत.
बाबा लाइक्स अस वेरी मच.
झुटका खाते हैं ये करते तो क्या.
When we're sitting alert, but if we're dozing off, then
अच्छे बच्चे बैठे बच्चे बच्चे.
What can Baba do? What he wants to see is the good alert children sitting in front of him.
बच्चों को याद आता है सृष्टि चक्र का ज्ञान का ऐसा पाठ पढ़ाया है.
बाबा हैज taught us such a lesson of the knowledge of the world cycle that we're now aware it's the final moments of the drama in which we're playing our part. On the physical way, the actors playing the part on the stage and their home just on the same level, not far away, but in the same world. But now we know that our home is up above. The cycle of 84 births is now completing, it's coming to an end. So the awareness that the cycle is now come to an end is natural. We don't need to make effort to remember that. Yes, the cycle of 84 births is now coming to an end. Being fully aware of this, that yes, it's now the end, and I'm sitting in front of Baba at the confluence age. Baba has come from
Paramdham.
And having come from Paramdham, he sits in front of us. But now both of them, the Sakar one and the incorporeal one, both have become avyakta. One left the supreme region, Paramdham, and the other one left this physical world, and both are in the subtle region, both have become combined. In the early days, Baba used to say, when you're going climbing high on a mountain with a train, then that train has a double engine. So we also have received a double engine to create an elevated stage. Remain incorporeal and remain viceless.
तो जो आज बाबा ने कहा ना याद में न रहेंगे तो विक्रमाजीत कैसे बनेंगे
बाबा said if you don't stay in remembrance how can you become a conqueror of sinful actions
अब ये विक्रमाजीत बनने का समय है
now is the time for us to become the conqueror of sinful actions
हमारी विक्रम पर जीत मना कोई विकल्प
for us to conquer sinful actions means we don't even have any sinful thoughts Let all the past sins be finished, but now to have such victory over that. Because otherwise, if you cry, you end up losing out. The whole status is reduced till the income is finished. I'm very proud to say that I've never cried. Eat halwa if mother or father or sister or brother dies. Doesn't matter what happens. Previously we used to have tears of love and Baba would say that this also is a weakness. When we would meet Baba, we'd have tears of love and Baba would say, child, even this is a weakness because it's just showing. We saw Mama that Mama never shed any tears of love even. Yes, she was the embodiment of love, but she never allowed any tears of love to flow through her eyes. So having such maturity to be able to imbibe knowledge in that way, with that maturity, then you're able to stay in remembrance. Knowledge makes you mature.
गंभीर में दिखावा नहीं होता पर अंदर ही अंदर अंदर ही अंदर
When you mature then there's no show about the anything but internally you remain very content
प्रसन्नचित रहेगा
You remain very happy hearted
सदैव प्रसन्न है खुश रहती है
Totally content and satisfied
सदा खुश रहती है
Always happy and content.
बात में तो दिखाता है, दिखाता क्या उसका अनुभव कहता है बाबा ने इतना दिया है.
Their experience says, well, Baba's given me so much. They don't need to show anything. But they just want to remain content and happy. Those who are content are happy, and those who remain happy are content. So to be able to create your stage in this way, is an act of great common sense. Being sensible. Only then would it be seen that yes, you're a true Rajyogi soul. By creating a stage like that, first of all to just be concerned about remembrance, to become a conqueror of sinful actions such that you don't perform any sinful actions now, either under arrogance or attachment or greed, or even because of name and fame, wanting that desire, or to have any feelings of being insulted and you feel sorrow. So what happened to your remembrance at that time? When you experience any type of sorrow, where was remembrance then? Then Baba becomes distant and you remain down here. Otherwise, Baba, the resident of the faraway land, is just sitting in front of me. He's explaining to me, teaching me. And is giving me great fortune to create such a stage. Giving me his company, the gathering and service. Alone, I'm not able to create that stage, but in the gathering, I'm able to have good remembrance. So Baba says, remind one another. So from the beginning, I've seen when you remind one another in a gathering, and that's not really service, but it feels good to remind one another, to caution one another in this way. Don't need to say anything, but wherever you are, whatever service you're doing, you're just reminding others. What are we reminding one another of? Where are we sitting? Just look. What are we doing? Just look. Nowhere else in the whole world is there such a university where we're studying. So just be aware of which university you are the students. This is Godfather's University. What do you need to teach the world? He's teaching us for us to claim the sovereignty of the world. When I pick up the murli, then I just wonder, what is this? We're sitting here at this time of studying. It's such a beautiful scene. And studying with such great interest, with love in our heart. Those who study with their heart, with love, their heart is always connected with Dilaram, the comforter of hearts. Generally, in a laukik way, it's a mistake to have your heart attached, become attached to your teacher. They say that you've become attached to your teacher in a laukik way, but here Baba says it's not a mistake. There's a memorial of the Dilwala temple because we've done tapasya with the one who's conquered our heart. It's only when we were able to comfort our heart that we received the power to sit with the conqueror of our heart. If there isn't that happiness in the heart, then there's a lot of distance between him and me. When my heart isn't happy, at that time I'm thinking it's my heart. I haven't given my heart to Baba then. If you're thinking it's my heart, then sometimes it's delicate and sensitive, sometimes it's harsh, because I'm thinking it's my heart. But when my heart is sitting with Dilaram, the comforter of hearts, then you feel that yes, the heart is in great comfort. Just sitting with, and then seeing that one's face, people will say it's that's also wonderful. They're just sitting in that state of rest and comfort. Baba's given so much rest to the heart. I remember the earlier days. When someone wasn't feeling too well, then the elders would just massage the person not feeling so well with a lot of love. They just rub their hands over the body, from the head or through the body right to the toes, and just this feeling of love would make one feel well. So God also has so much love for all of us. Sometimes having a thing lice in their head, hair. Then nowadays we don't have that because there's lots of cleanliness, but in the early days people used to have lice in their heads. And Baba didn't want the children suffering that they constantly had to scratch their heads. Baba didn't like the children to be suffering in that way. Generally also, if someone's got a lot of worries, then they're constantly scratching their head. So Baba couldn't bear to see the children doing this. Shouldn't be pricked by a thorn even slightly. Baba looks after us like we are flowers, handling us so delicately. Someone sent flowers from America, someone from somewhere else. No one's sending me thorns. Such beautiful flowers they sent. Someone sent sunflowers, someone sent roses. It's because they have so much love. When there's love, you only offer flowers. Yes, there's fruit too, but flowers is even better. When they're just sitting there, they give fragrance. So let me have at least that much value, that they just sit there and continue to spread that fragrance. Don't take them away, just let them stay here, that he doesn't like the flowers being moved. So she says, just keep them here. She wants to take the maximum benefit of the flowers. There's one Bhakti song in which it says, I have love for your flowers and for your thorns. And Baba suddenly had us play this song. What to do? There's love for everything. The flowers draw that love by themselves. So the children who are flowers, they automatically draw love from others. But it's the father's duty to change the thorns into flowers. Baba wouldn't say that this one's a thorn, but Baba would sit and make that thorn into a flower. So that the children are not pricked by thorns, they don't become a thorn for others. So Baba said, I uplift everyone, the sages and the impure ones, the great sinners also. Everyone bows down to the sages and I uplift them also. I even uplift the sinners like Ajamil.
साधुओं का उद्धार करता हूं अंत में वो समझेंगे ऊपर वाला कौन है पर नारायण जो बना है ना अजामिल जैसा पापी
who has become Narayan it's even the sinners who are like Ajamil so because God uplifts even the great sinners
धुन लगाई नारायण बनने की नारायण 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 करता रहा
He constantly had this chant, singing Narayan, Narayan. Such a vast difference between the sinners and Narayan. Sages are not going to make effort to claim the Narayan status. Yes, they may bow their heads, but they won't make that effort. And so the ones who uplifted, the one who was uplifted by God, people with stone intellect, Ahilya is one who becomes stone, one who doesn't understand anything but just constantly says Baba, Baba, Baba. Someone who didn't have any virtues and yet Baba filled that one with all virtues. People of the world would think that this one doesn't have any virtues, but she developed all virtues because Baba made her like that. We saw with our own eyes Baba massage the feet of Draupadi, the ones calling out to God. See how benevolent our Baba is. Coming back to remembrance, my remembrance should be such that it liberates me from everything, from attachment, from arrogance, and then be able to remain yogyukta. To have such a connection with Baba, that whatever thoughts you have, whatever work you want to do that needs to get done, then because of your yoga with him, that work takes place easily. Then your mind will not work on other things and it won't be affected by anything else.
मन को इतना बाबा में महान मंत्र से इतना मन मोहित हो गया परमात्मा में मोहित
The mind has become so attracted to God, it's lost in that, that it doesn't want anything else at all. The mind and the heart both combined together. Both working together.
मन को बहुत अच्छा ऐसी खुराक मिल गई है ताकत मिल गई है.
The mind has received such good nourishment that it doesn't cry out in hunger or call out in thirst. Not thirsty that is calling out for water.
जैसे कुछ को Food poison हो जाता है ना
Some people become and suffer from food poisoning, and it's like they just can't sit still. The whole body is like in an upheaval. So here too, when the mind receives even a drop of poison, then it's like everything gets spoiled until you become well again. So don't accept such food that you become, that you suffer from food poisoning, because then all energy is lost, and then you have to make effort to have enough strength to eat good food. You lose all energy. What was the mistake? Well, you just had this wrong food. You had wrong thoughts. To have the wrong thoughts means to have food poisoning, and then you just want to keep on crying.
तो बाबा कहते हैं बच्चे कर्म में आओ संबंध में आओ परंतु
बाबा says come in action, be in relationship, but remain yogyukt.
तो ever healthy, wealthy, happy रहेंगे.
And then you'll be able to remain ever healthy, wealthy and happy.
सबकी दुआएं मिलती रहेंगी.
You'll continue to receive everyone's blessings. You won't ask for blessings, but you'll automatically receive blessings. And Baba looks after such children with a lot of love. So those who received, who have the habit of receiving loving sustenance, they can't do anything else. They been sustained by Baba with so much love, then automatically also they receive such sustenance from everywhere else of being able to stay in such an atmosphere. To be the master son of knowledge, that it gives light and also burns and destroys all rubbish. Knowledge finishes my own darkness, burns my own rubbish. So first of all, everything within me, there isn't any ignorance remaining now because I've got knowledge, and also there shouldn't be any rubbish remaining inside me. So has knowledge worked in me in this way? Others should receive that feeling that yes, this one is very clean, very light. Last night that you were saying that churning knowledge is one thing. It's not that we're just listening to the knowledge and churning and sharing with others, but no, I'm actually using the knowledge to listen, to understand, to relate it to others, to churn. All of that is not a big thing, but how much am I actually using that in my own personal life? That you're saying that this is what she's learned from Baba, that Baba was also using the knowledge.
That
the basis of life is knowledge and yoga, and so to be able to use that knowledge in my life. So this has made us, using knowledge has made us so independent that we're not even dependent on the elements, the nature. The knowledge says, child, who are you? And yoga is, who do you belong to? Knowledge means to be aware of who you are, and yoga means, who am I having, who do I belong to? So in this, the darkness is dispelled and the rubbish is has disappeared, because you realize who you belong to. So until all the rubbish has been removed from myself within, it's like other rubbish will also come there. It's like rubbish attracts other rubbish, and so it will come flying. You might be sitting 1,000 miles away, but yet the rubbish from there will come flying to you here. You remember something, you remember a situation that comes inside you, and that creates more rubbish.
Kiska dosh?
Who can you blame?
Bhagwan ka dosh?
Is it God's fault?
Maya ka dosh?
Is it Maya's fault?
Baba ne kya baba ko kaha, baba Maya ne, main kehta tumhare paas aur aave.
Children say Baba Maya shouldn't come, and Baba says, I'll tell Maya she can come to you even more. Children crying out saying, Baba Maya is causing me a lot of trouble and I don't want her to come, and Baba says, I'll order Maya to come even more. Make her strong. Means Baba tells Maya that she can do whatever she wants to make the children strong. Everything is just a question of making effort on the self. Baba is teaching us, explaining to us, and giving us such a beautiful atmosphere where we can learn what to eat, how to sit. Baba is teaching us everything. And it's our duty to do everything according to his teachings. Baba has taught us everything minute by minute, how to sit, how to move, how to do this, how to do that. When you come to class, you're not going to come with a sleepy face. You have to have your face sparkling so that you can see that, yes, I'm going to class, with that intoxication on your face. So look at your face at every moment. Whose child am I? Parents would otherwise say that the child doesn't have even this much wisdom of how to move, how to do things. Baba is teaching us so much. So one is remembrance. Let remembrance become so strong. Not talking about yoga, but remembrance. So let remembrance be so strong, so firm that it doesn't make you remember anything of the past. Anything of the past coming up means it's an obstacle that's come. Things of the past are obstacles. And then when obstacles come, they won't go away. They'll take a lot of time. Today is Saturday, so taking a little bit longer. So some time ago, so Dadi had differentiated between the omens and obstacles. One is whilst moving along you experience omens, bad omens. Sometimes the omens are not so strong. Sometimes they're so strong that you can't do anything. And then whatever you do, there's nothing but just everything going wrong. You don't want it to go wrong, but it just goes wrong, no matter how much attention you pay. But because of the bad omens, it still goes wrong. So Mama and Baba would explain to us, when one is suffering from bad omens, they go to the Brahmins and they say, help me to remove these omens. But some people who have such arrogance that they don't even realize that they have bad omens, they'll blame others for everything, but they won't see what's wrong in them. When you're looking at the faults of others, then you experience more bad omens. It's like before there were the omens of Jupiter, in which you were lucky in everything and so were experiencing success in whatever you did. But the moment you start blaming others for something, it means there's bad omens. This one did this, this one said this. To blame others means you lose your own status and you experience the bad omens, and so you have to wait until the omens are removed. But for that also you need to make effort to remove the bad omens. Today Baba said, bhakti is expansion and knowledge is the seed. Don't go into the expansion of anything, but just remember Baba the seed. And the seed is the truth. And peace. If you go into the seed,
but powerful,
you see it's so powerful. I am a direct child of the seed. Then you're not seeing the expansion, but the seed has so much strength, and it's on the basis of the seed that the whole tree is growing. Being a direct child of the seed, the water is going deep into the roots. So God's knowledge is going deep inside us also, and you become the support for many others. To go into the expansion of anything means, I don't want to say even any words for it. But then it's not just bad omens, but such obstacles. That's why Baba always says, children, pay attention. Just make sure that there's always the omens of Jupiter, and for that always remember the Lord of the tree. Don't go into the expansion of anything. Why did it happen? That is reading. Someone has prepared the Companion of God in Hindi, and so that is reading that. And so she's saying, I'm enjoying reading my own book, and it's just telling me how to look after my own self. Let your thoughts be very pure. Let your thinking be very pure. So have been very careful that I don't experience any bad omens. I used to see when someone was suffering from bad omens, then I'd see that they're not even able to make any effort, and I'd feel sorry for the person. Secondly, to be careful that you always have a stage that's free from obstacles. Yes, obstacles may come in front of you, but if I'm careless, the obstacles will put me in a spin. But no, with the power of yoga, let me destroy everything within so that nothing is visible outside. So for that, I need to have deep tapasya. For you, remembrance, I need to pay full attention, and my heart should be attached with Dilaram Baba. I need to remain yogyukta. And let me do what Baba is making me do. Let me do such tapasya that even the germs of others are destroyed and they're able to experience light. It's not anyone's fault, but let their germs also be destroyed. The sun doesn't blame anyone, it just shines. As soon as it's sunrise, it shines and begins its work. In fact, the sun does its work 24 hours, there's no stop. Sometimes the sun is on one side, sometimes on the other side. It's day here, it's night on the other side, but still the sun is doing its work. So let my intellect be so unlimited, beyond all limitations, that for me nothing is a question of day and night. Not thinking, well, it's now night time, it's time to go to sleep, and so I can't do this or that. To be able to dispel the darkness in the whole world, to burn the rubbish in the whole world. So that's why Baba says, child, be a master. So to be a child like that, and then to be a Mahavir in your youth, victory is said of Hanuman, not of Rama. Mahavir, the one who fought the battle with Ravana, he overcame all situations and he taught others to go across. He taught Rama how to build a bridge. He made others like himself and had the bridge built so that he could cross the ocean to go and kill Ravan. So am I such a Mahavir? Some time ago I'd also told you the difference between Maharathis and Mahavirs. Once Baba had said to me, child, you are a Maharathi, the elephant rider. And I've never forgotten that. What will the horse riders or the infantry do? In the Dilwala temple, they have the elephant riders and the horse riders. So the Maharathi is always riding the elephant. They don't want to be riding the horses. You have to hold the reins for that. Sitting on the elephant, you can just sit comfortably without anything. Just sitting in that chair, sitting in Baba's eyes, sitting on the elephant, you're sitting in this kind of chariot that you have that's on the elephant. I'm not sure what the word is for that, but so who am I? The one staying in Baba's eyes in remembrance? The one who's staying in his remembrance at every moment. They're the ones who are Mahavirs. The father would keep the children in the front and the children would keep the father in the front. Children would say Baba first and Baba would say children first and Baba would say look what the children are like. So these are the divine activities of God. Why am I sharing all of these things? Generally I'm just sitting there thinking about all of these for myself, but then I want to share it with all of you also. And last night I had the feeling that Baba was saying he gives us the same blessing also, that the same applies to you. So whatever are God's blessings, Baba wants everyone to have those blessings, because God doesn't want just one person, he wants the whole army. Rama's army is small but is powerful. Ravan's army is very big, but we're not afraid of destruction. We know that it's through this that the gates of heaven are going to open. But before that, let me at least become worthy to be able to rule the kingdom in the golden age. Om Shanti.